ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 5 नारद मुनि कर्स बाय प्रजापति दक्षा। टेक्स्ट नंबर 38। एवं त्वं निरनुक्रोशः निरंकुश बालानां मतिभित् हरेः पार्षद मध्ये चरसि यशः निरपत्रपः। एवं त्वं निरंक्रोशो बालानां मतिभिद्धरे पार्षद मध्ये चरसि यशोः निरपत्रपः। एवं त्वं निरंक्रोशो बालानां मतिभिद्धरे पार्षद मध्ये चरसि यशोः निरपत्रपः। एवं त्वं निरंक्रोशो बालानां मतिभिद्धरे पार्षद मध्ये चरसि यशोः निरपत्रपः। प्लीज चैंट। एवं दस त्वं यू नारद निरनुक्रोशो निरंगनुक्रोशो विदाउट कंपैशन पालानाम ऑफ इनोसेंट इनएक्सपीरियंस्ड बॉयज मतिबित कंटैमिनेटिंग द कॉन्शियसनेस हरे हे of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parshada Madhye, among the personal associates, Charasi, travel, Yashaha, defaming the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nirapatrapaha, although you do not know what you are doing, you are executing sinful activities without shame. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prajapati Daksha continued, thus committing violence against other living entities and yet claiming to be the associate of Lord Vishnu, you are defaming the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You needlessly created a mentality of renunciation in innocent boys, and therefore you are shameless and devoid of compassion. How could you travel with the personal associates of the Supreme Lord? Purport. The mentality of Prajapati Daksha still continues even today. When young boys join the Krishna consciousness movement, their fathers and so-called guardians are very angry at the propounder of the Krishna consciousness movement because they think that their sons have been unnecessarily induced to deprive themselves of the material enjoyments of eating, drinking and merry-making. Karmis, pretty workers, think that one should fully enjoy his present life in this material world and also perform some pious activities to be promoted to higher planetary systems for further enjoyment in the next life. A yogi, however, especially a bhakti yogi, is callous to the opinions of this material world. He is not interested in traveling to the higher planetary system of demigods to enjoy a long life in an advanced materialistic civilization. As stated by Prabodhananda Saraswati, Kaivalyam Narakayate Tridashapur Akash Pushpayate. For a devotee, merging into the Brahman, existence is hellish, and life in the higher planetary systems of the demigods is a will-o'-the-wisp, phantasmagoria, with no real existence at all. A pure devotee is not interested in yogic perfection, travel to the higher planetary systems, or oneness with Brahman. He is interested only in rendering service to the personality of Godhead. Since Prajapati Daksha was a karmi, he could not appreciate the great service Narad Muni had rendered his 11,000 sons. Instead, he accused Narad Muni of being sinful and charged that because Narad Muni was associated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord will also be defamed. Thus, Daksha criticized that Narad Muni was an offender to the Lord, although he was known as an associate of the Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this chapter, Daksha Prajapati was cursing Narad Muni and giving him galis, all kinds of galis, typical of a karmi who is interested in sense enjoyment. So he cursed that, you know, you will not be able to stay anywhere more than a minute or something. Srila Prabhupada also said, same curse was given to me by the parents of my students, my disciples. Even though I have so many wonderful temples all over the world, but I can't stay here, any temple, for more than 1 or 2 days. I think their curse is working on me. Like that. Srila Prabhupada, actually when he was in Vrindavan in his last days, when he started preaching in America, around 1968-69, he established Rukmini Dwarkadish Temple with the help of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And then he was staying there for longer periods and was translating Bhagavatam very successfully. And then Srila Prabhupada, he established a standard of deity worship, standard of preaching, how to cultivate devotees, how to do Sunday feast program. Everything Srila Prabhupada taught Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Then he established Rukmini Dwarkadish temple very successfully. And the temple was running very nicely. Srila Prabhupada at that time, he thought that I will never go back to India. I will settle down in Rukmini Dwarka, this temple, Los Angeles. And I will translate the rest of the books like that. Especially, Srila Prabhupada was very fond of the garden that was maintained in Los Angeles temple. You know, what Second Avenue. One day, Vishnujana Maharaj, he was leading Kirtan. Srila Prabhupada became so ecstatic, then he started exclaiming, "Oh, this is Vaikuntha, this is Vaikuntha." Every day evening, Srila Prabhupada would sit and Shruta Kirti Prabhu, he would read Krishna book. And then Srila Prabhupada is very fond of fighting stories, crime, thrillers. So, whenever Shruta Kirti Prabhu would read some story of Krishna killing a demon, Prabhupada would enjoy like anything. So one day, he was reading all the stories, killing of Kamsa, killing of God, you know, gorilla, Dvivida the gorilla, and Prabhupada would enjoy, you know, his eyes become wide and like that. Srila Prabhupada then, so one day Shruta Kirti Prabhu was about to read, then he was looking for such a story, because he already read so many fighting stories, killing stories. Prabhupada asked, "What are you searching for?" "Prabhupada, one of your favorite stories where Krishna is killing demons." "It doesn't matter, you can read any book, any story, because Krishna book is like a gulab jamun. Anywhere you buy it, it'll, taste sweet." Like that. One day Prabhupada was hearing Krishna Katha, then he was so ecstatic and his eyes became so wide and, you know, animated and, you know, his gesturing and all. Then Srila Prabhupada said, "Our life, we should lead life like this. You know, simply take prasad and discuss Krishna Katha. Whole day." Later on, Srila Prabhupada said, no, that is okay for some time, but you should also preach. Like that, Srila Prabhupada was very attached to Rukmini Dwarkadish deities and like that. One day, I told you this for those newcomers, first timers, I will tell again. When Srila Prabhupada was in Japan, one devotee's brother, he came to know that in America, one devotee, Indian devotee's brother, he became a Christian. Then he was berating Hindu scriptures and Hindu systems and deity worship and all. At that time, Srila Prabhupada received a cover from Los Angeles, and it was lying on in front of his desk. And then they were discussing how, you know, Indian devotee's brother was, you know, criticizing Hindus and all that. Then Srila Prabhupada took out the cover and he opened that cover. In that cover there is a beautiful picture of Rukmini Dwarkadish. Then he looked at that picture very adoringly. Then Srila Prabhupada kept it to his head. "Let these rascals say whatever they want. You know, let us be happy that we have got the nicest God in the world." Like that. So like that, Srila Prabhupada was very attached. And then, so later on, some devotees, some sannyasi disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they were involved in some intrigue, you know, and then they house arrested Srila Prabhupada. And they were saying that Prabhupada is God and all that stuff. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Los Angeles, Prabhupada actually started, he stopped eating. It's because the disciples, house arrested him. They are not allowing him to go out. So Srila Prabhupada then he stopped eating. Then all the disciples were scared that Prabhupada may leave his body, and they released him. So Prabhupada was very upset about it, and then he requested Tamal Krishna Maharaj and all. "So take me to Japan." And then that's where Prabhupada went to Japan, and then he clinched the deal with Dai Nippon for printing Bhagavad Gita's and all. So from there he came to India. So when he came with his white disciples, he received a great admiration, and all the Indians noticed that how great Srila Prabhupada is. Then he got this offer building a temple in Krishna Balaram temple in Ramanreti. Right? So then he built a beautiful, Prabhupada, whenever he would say, magnificent Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, Prabhupada would say, there is no temple like Krishna Balaram temple in the whole world. So in the last days, Srila Prabhupada, he was actually on the bed, then he was actually reminiscing, you know. And actually 1970-71, I was so attached to Rukmini Dwarkadesh temple and Rukmini Dwarkadesh deities, I was just praying to Rukmini Dwarkadesh that I want to stay here and translate all the books. You know, I just want to settle down here. I know I can no longer travel. But Rukmini Dwarkadesh kicked me out. Kicked me out. But actually, later on, Krishna told me, why are you so attached to Rukmini Dwarkadesh? I will give you a better temple than Rukmini Dwarkadesh temple. You know, so he gave me this Krishna Balaram temple. So Srila Prabhupada, even though he wanted to, then he said, he wanted to settle down, but this curse of my disciples, parents, has worked that, you know, I was forced to travel. I thought, you know, why Krishna is doing like this? But actually, Krishna is very merciful on me. You know, then Narad Muni also, even though he was capable of cursing back, he did not curse back because he's very good. You know, they say rolling stone gathers no moss. Right? So brahmacharis and sannyasis, they should not stay in one place for a long time. Then they will, you know, develop so many relations and attachment and all that. Especially for sannyasis, they should not stay in a particular place for more than 3 days. Like that. So, even though devotees, sometimes they are cursed, they accept it as... like that, many devotees' parents, they are very upset with Srila Prabhupada. Brahmanand Prabhu and his brother, Gargamuni Prabhu, and another brother, all three of them have joined. And they are very rich people. You know, very rich people. His father is a very rich man. And all the sons, they have joined. And then she came to meet Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada was asking, why didn't you give some donation? And then she was so upset. What? Donation? I already donated 3 sons to you. You want money also? Srila Prabhupada said, no, okay, okay, you're correct. You're correct. Like that. Hridayanand Maharaj's mother, she was very upset with Srila Prabhupada. You know, that you have taken away my son. But actually when she met Prabhupada, she liked him very much. Then she offered some donation also. Take, very nice, like that. Once on the day of initiation, Govindasi Mataji, her parents came. And many Indians from San Francisco City, they also came. So he was very upset, you know. Seeing, actually Govindasi Mataji, she's a very modern girl. She was telling, Swamiji, when at the age of 17 or 18, I toured all of Europe and all America. And then Prabhupada was, eyes are open, wide open. Really? At the age of 17, you toured Europe? Oh, in India, girls will not go out only. You are very adventurous. You know? Then she said, even though I went all around, I was never happy, Swamiji. But when I met you, I am very happy. Then Prabhupada, yes, yes, that is correct. You go and tell this to everybody. Like that. So Prabhupada is very fond of Govindasi Mataji. So on the day of initiation, her father and mother came. And they are very upset that, you know, what is this girl, you know, wearing sadi and putting tilak and bindi and covering her head. You know, they are very upset about that. And then when Prabhupada gave, then she came forward, and then what are the 4 regulative principles, this, that. Then he said, your name is Govindasi Mataji, Govindasi, Govindasi, like that. Then he is more upset. Why you have to give an Indian name? Srila Prabhupada said, you don't like Indians? No, it's not like that. Yeah, Prabhupada said, if she is happy, what is your problem? You know, if she is happy, what is your problem? Like that. Like that, there are many disciples' parents. They are very upset with Srila Prabhupada. Even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sas Thakur's time also. Once one devotee came, he joined. Then whenever the parents would come to meet their sons or something, then Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sas Thakur would hide him under the bench that he was sitting, under the sofa that he was sitting. So he would say, "We don't know, where is he? We don't know where is he. If he is there, you take him." Like that. So one day one lady, his wife, she took that brahmachari away. You know? So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta started crying, "Are, I could not save one soul." Like that. So the what is night for karmis, day for devotees, and what is day for devotees, it is night for the karmis. So somebody asked Prabhupada, what is the meaning of this verse? Srila Prabhupada said, karmis, they think that the devotees are crazy. Devotees think that karmis are crazy. But we are better off. Better to be crazy about Krishna. Like that. So it's not, Prabhupada writes in the purport, the mentality of Prajapati Daksha still continues even today. You know, it's no different. Because they were, even though Prajapati Daksha had performed severe austerities and penances, he had a darshan of Lord Vishnu himself, but still his mentality is enjoying. So that's why Prabhupada says he's a karmi. So what he has done is only a karma mishra bhakti. You know, he was not taught pure devotional service. You know, he was not taught pure devotional service. So that is why it is very important. So not to become upset, like when I was IVF director, I made one devotee. He became full-time devotee. You know, he was a Malayali. And usually Malayalis don't become devotees. So his father came and then he was so upset with me that you will become a kutta, you will become a billy, you will become this, I will curse you. Like that he was cursing me. I said, what to do? Like Giriraj Maharaj's parents also. They are very upset. Then Srila Prabhupada said, "See, I am not holding him back." Yeah? Giriraj Maharaj's father is a very rich man. He gave them Prabhupada a blank check. Prabhupada said, "I don't want, you know, single paisa. If your son wants to come with you, you take him." But Giriraj Maharaj was standing there. Prabhupada, he was making signs. "Prabhupada, no, don't say that, don't say that." But he said, "No, if he wants to come, you take him. I am not holding him back." Like that. Giriraj Maharaj said, "No, Prabhupada, I don't want to go." So initially they were very upset. Later on, they commented to Prabhupada. Then they had a conversation with Prabhupada. And then they liked Prabhupada. Giriraj Maharaj told, later on, they told to Giriraj Maharaj that your guru, spiritual master is very nice. He is a very intelligent person. Then Giriraj Maharaj commented to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, everybody loves you. You know, my parents, became very fond of you." Prabhupada said, "Yes, everybody loves me because I love everybody." You know, I love everybody. So like that, Prabhupada also faced this kind of situation because Indians especially, they think that okay, you can do some little devotional service, but why, you know, this kind of dedication? Yeah. Give up everything and leave your job. My father always used to be very upset. "We government has spent so much money on you to become an engineer, and then you are doing aarti in the temple. For that, you know, you have done engineering. You know, there is one loss of engineer." I said, "So many engineers are lying down without job. You know, give them." Like that. Then he said, instead of taking engineers and doctors, they should take some poor people. Because they are, you know, struggling without job and all. They should take some poor people. Why are they, you know, encouraging, you know, talented persons like you?" Then I told, you know, ISKCON doesn't mind taking, provided tell them to follow 4 regulative principles. Right? Like that. So, very tricky situation. But anyway, devotees should be very steadfast and determined. We should not be, sometimes mother and father, they threaten. If you join ISKCON, we will commit suicide. Like that. So they won't. You know, like that. Right? Sometimes it's like that. So we should not, you know, become, you know, we should not because weakness of heart and okay, my parents are very upset, I'll go back. Because yesterday I was reading a lecture by Prabhupada. Prabhupada is saying, when Hiranyakashipu was being killed by Lord Nishangadev, Prahlad Maharaj, he was remained silent. He didn't say anything. Is it not wrong on the part of Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj, being a son, he should be ready to protect his father, and in the course of that, he should even be ready to give up his life. But he didn't. He told, he allowed Narsingadev to kill Hiranyakashipu because he understood that, you know, my Prahlad Maharaj, my father is not being killed. Only his body is being killed. So the real father, I will save him later, you know, later. So later on, Prahlad Maharaj prayed to the Lord. My dear Lord, you are offering me a lot of benedictions, material benedictions. But what I will do with those benedictions? My father, he was so powerful that even Surya Chandra and all, they are very scared of him. And whatever opulence that is there in the present, all is his. But still, you know, you came and then you finished him off in 1 minute. Then you also, I am born in a materialistic person's family. By nature I am attracted to sense enjoyment. Then you are offering me all these material boons and all. Then I also may become puffed up and then do something against you. Then you will come in and take it away. So why are you offering me? I don't want. Let me be a servant of your servant. Like that. Then later on then Lord Nishangadev was very angry. Then he pacified him and all. Then when he became pacified, then Prahlad Maharaj, he offered again, my dear Lord, now, what is that? Modeta sadhu vrishtika sarpahatya. A sadhu is satisfied when a scorpion and a snake are killed. Now, a whole world is very happy that you killed Hiranyakashipu. Now, what is the cause of your anger? Please cool down. Then he said, my dear Lord, I want to ask for you one benediction. No, my father, he is very much against you. Then he troubled many devotees. He troubled me also. That's why you are very angry. Now he is dead. But if you want, I am seeking one benediction. That please forgive this soul. You know, please forgive my father. And then deliver him. You know, Prabhupada says, this is a Vaishnava son. You know, even though Hiranyakashipu troubled him so much, still, you know, he is not very revengeful or anything. Oh, let him suffer in hellish planets. You know, because he troubled me so much. Right? Sometimes devotees curse each other. You troubled me so much, Krishna will punish you. Radharasvira will punish you. Right? That kind of mentality should not be there. So Prahlad Maharaj is not thinking, oh, Hiranyakashipu troubled me so much, you know, he should be punished. No. He said, please forgive him. Lord Narsingadev, he gave benediction. My dear Prahlad, why are you worried? I am giving you benediction. That he gave two benedictions. That I will not kill anybody of your vamsha, of your descendants. Anybody who is born in your family, I will not kill him. Right? That is why he didn't kill Banasur. You know, Banasur had 1,000 arms. And then he was so puffed up. He went to Lord Shiva, said, my hands are paining, you know. Nobody is there to fight with me. Everybody became scared and runs away. Lord Shiva was very upset. You rascal, you are so puffed up. Your personality will come and, you know, remove the pain, you know, of your hands. He is very happy. So when Krishna came, so he gave another benediction. He sought another benediction from Lord Shiva, that whenever I fight, you come with me to fight against my enemy. So Lord Shiva came to fight with Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna defeated him. Then Krishna took his Sudarshan Chakra and attacked Banasur. Then he started cutting, just like a carpenter takes a saw and cuts the wood. Like that, he took his Sudarshan Chakra and cut all the arms of Banasura. So Lord Shiva came and prayed to Lord Krishna, my dear Lord, he is my great devotee. I gave him benediction. Please don't kill him. know, don't kill him. Lord Krishna smiled and said, no, no, you don't worry. I'm not going to kill him because I gave benediction to his great grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, that I won't kill anybody. But this guy has become so puffed up, I had to cut his hands. So he cut 996 hands and then he left 4 hands that he will remember next time. You know, he becomes puffed up. What will happen? To remaining 2 hands also I'll cut. Like that. So, another benediction Lord Rishangadev gave to Prahlad Maharaj. What to speak of your father? 14 generations of your family I will deliver. 14 generations. If 14 generations are not there, Prabhupada explained in one lecture that a devotee's previous births, descendants and they will be delivered. Like that. So it's such a great thing if one person becomes a devotee in the whole family. You know? So the entire vamsha becomes delivered. And then somebody asked Prabhupada, what is the meaning of delivering? That means I see my father and mother, they are so opposed to Krishna consciousness. And they hate Krishna. What do you mean? How? Just because I became a devotee, they will be delivered? Srila Prabhupada replied, yes. Lord Krishna delivering them means in the next life, he will place them in the devotees' houses or somewhere where they can become devotees. So delivery means then nobody can go back home back to Godhead without practicing Krishna consciousness. So the parents of a devotee will be given a chance by the Lord to, become devotees in the next life. Like that. Sometimes in this life itself, they become devotees. You know, many parents of the devotees. Right? Like that. There are many instances, where once one Mataji, one devotee's mother, she was very opposed to Krishna consciousness. All the time she was giving knowledge to the son, giving knowledge to Prabhupada, giving knowledge to ISKCON and all that. Later on, then she was struck with a cancer and then she was on deathbed. Then Srila Prabhupada sent his son, his disciple, go and meet your mother. No, he was reluctant actually. Oh, she was very opposed and all that. No, you go and meet her. After all, she is your mother. Then when he entered the hospital, her room, first and last question she asked was, how is your Krishna? How is your Krishna? Then she left her body. Then Srila Prabhupada was very happy. See, she went back home, back to Godhead, because her son is a great devotee of the Lord. Her son is dedicated like that. So sometimes the parents may be upset, like Daksha Prajapati, but still the devotees should continue to perform devotional service, like Haryashwas and Shavalashwas, and make their life perfect. So that all the people in the descendants and Purvaj, they all become purified and get blessed by Krishna. Another point to make to learn from this verse that Daksha Prajapati, he became so angry. He became so angry. Why? Because he is so attached to his children. So Grahamedi means same, me, mine and, me and mine. These three things only they are interested. I, me and mine. So he is very attached to his sons and all, daughters and all. So that is why he is very upset. Right? So, usually we blaspheme devotees. We blaspheme devotees out of anger. So why we become angry? Like, it is said that there is Ramanuja. Who is Ramanuja? Ramanuja means? Younger brother of Ram. Anuj means, younger brother. So Ramanuja. So Ramanuja is Lakshman or Nityananda Prabhu or Balaram. Right? So, this Shesha. Then there is a Kamanuja. Who is Kamanuja? Anger. Kam, Kam ka chota bhai kaun hai? Krodh. Right? So when Krodh comes, like Daksha Prajapati became very angry, and then he was started cursing, you know, giving all this to Narad Muni, who is a great devotee of the Lord, who is an associate of the Lord. One of the sub-texts of offenses against blaspheming, the first offense, is blaspheming the devotees who are dedicated their life to Krishna, spreading Krishna consciousness. In that sub-text is, what is meant by blaspheming a Vaishnava. Blaspheming a Vaishnava means becoming angry towards a Vaishnava and cursing a Vaishnava, and then when he comes, not showing respect towards a Vaishnava, right? Sometimes, you know, we are upset with one devotee, right? When he comes, then we are very upset that we don't want to look at his face. So, that is an offense. No? Then, not receiving with a smiling face, with respect. If a Vaishnava comes to your place or somewhere, or you meet him, you don't receive him properly. That is also an offense. Blaspheming, spreading lies and all. Like that, you know, there are some six or seven sub-items are there. Like that. So he is actually gravely committing an offense against Narad Muni. Why? Because he was overcome by Kamanuja. So how to get rid of the Kamanuja? We can get rid of Kamanuja by going to Ramanuja. Right? If you go to Ramanuja, Ramanuja means guru, you know, a spiritual master, who is a Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda or Lakshman. They are the original spiritual masters, and all the spiritual masters, their expansions, you know, their potency. So like that, so by going to the spiritual master and serving under his direction and serving his lotus feet, you know, we can become free from angry. Right? So angry, means lust is not satisfied. You know, when our lust is not satisfied, we become angry. So why we become angry with the devotees? Because a devotee has disturbed my lust. You know, has disturbed my endeavor for fulfilling my lust. That is why I become angry. That is why Srila Prabhupada said, a devotee should be free from ambition. Personally, one should not be ambitious. Personal ambition. A devotee should not have a personal ambition at all. Once Srila Prabhupada was discussing in Los Angeles garden with one reporter, and then Kirtananda Maharaj and all, they were there. Srila Prabhupada said, devotee doesn't have any ambition in his life. Then Kirtananda Maharaj was trying to explain, no, he doesn't have a material ambition, but he has a spiritual ambition. Srila Prabhupada said, no, he doesn't even have spiritual ambition. If he simply gets little prasad and gets to do some service, he is very satisfied. Right? So when I develop a personal ambition that I'll become a temple president or head pujari or GBC or big preacher and have so many disciples, followers. So this kind of ambition one keeps. Then when somebody comes and disturbs our aspirations, we'll become angry with that person and do all this cursing and all that. Right? Srila Prabhupada said, one should never curse a devotee. One should never curse a devotee. Then also, he cautioned that devotee, especially the pujaris, you know, because they are very closely associating with the Lord, they should be very cautious what they speak, because sometimes if they curse or something, say something, it may become true, like that. So, we should be very careful. So, Daksha Prajapati, he has, actually Narada Muni came to, because he thought, I delivered his sons, 11,000 sons, and this man is rotting in material life, grihastha life. Let me deliver him. That is the purpose he came. But the reverse is Daksha Prajapati, he was so angry that, you know, you are a dongi, you are a rascal, you know, you are bringing infamy to the Lord and all that. Right? So this is a very dangerous situation. So Narad Muni, he is very, Narad means Sarvam Prabhu is saying, दैट जिसका अर्जी रद्द नहीं किया जाता है इसका एप्लीकेशन को कोई ना रद्द सो इफ यू गोज एंड टेल्स टू कृष्णा यू मेक मी डिवोटी देन कृष्णा विल नॉट लाइक दैट सो इट्स वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग नारद मुनि व्यासदेव वेदव्यास मुनि ही वॉज अ ग्रेट सेज यू नो शक्तिवेश अवतार ऑफ लॉर्ड नारायण सीइंग द कंडीशन ऑफ कलियुग पीपल ही प्रीवियसली देर नो बुक्स एंड ऑल यू नो देर नो बुक्स सो द डिसाइपल्स आर सो इंटेलिजेंट देयर मेमोरी पावर इज सो ग्रेट that simply by hearing once they would remember all the mantras but kaliyuga Prabhupada said kaliyuga means loss of memory you know so our memory power is very less right like Radha Goswami Maharaj says Krishna has given me two benedictions you know he said he has given me very nice memory power and number two I forgot like that is a situation so Prabhupada said in kaliyuga memory means noting down right when we hear katha we forget you know, 40 more than 50% whatever we heard we forget then that is why the three or four stages first you know hearing then shravan and then manan you know the one should recollect you know one should recollect what the speaker has spoken you know then we you know one should meditate on what is spoken and number 3 one should practice what is there and number 4 repeating so by repeating we can remember better you know than you know simply by hearing So whatever you hear, we should actually... So anyway, Vyasadev, he thought that Kali Yuga people, they are very short on memory. Then he started writing all the books. He wrote Vedas, 4 Vedas. Initially, there was only one Veda. initially, his name was Krishnadvaipayana Muni because he divided one Veda into 4 Vedas. That's why he came to be known as Veda Vyas. Then 4 Vedas. And then 108 Upanishads, Pancharatras, Agamas, you know, Puranas, so many he has written. Then finally he wrote Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. But still after writing all these things, sitting on the bank of Saraswati River, he was very despondent. You know, he was very despondent. He was not very cheerful. He was not very happy. Said, Arey, I have done all these things, so much seva I have done. I have written all these literatures, Vedic literatures. But I am not happy. So Srila Prabhupada writes, many of these foolish sannyasis, Shankaracharya followers, they want to be happy by reading Vedanta Sutra. How can they be happy by reading Vedanta Sutra, where the author of Vedanta Sutra himself is not happy? You know, like that. Then he was thinking like that. Then Narad Muni appeared there. You know, Narad Muni appeared there. Then Vyasadev, he said, you know, I have done tapasya. I am a satyavadi. You know, I have done followed all the regulative principles. But still, you know, I am not happy. You know, I am not happy. Then Narad Muni replied that actually, because you have not completely described only Krishna Katha, and then you mixed all this karma kanda and all that, that's why you are not happy. You know, you are not happy. You know, then he said, you have actually described all this, you know, karma kanda, jnana kanda, upasana kanda, and also bhakti. Also bhakti. Jugupsitam dharma krute anushashataha. स्वभाव रक्तस्य महान व्यतिक्रमः यद्वाक्यतो धर्म इति रता स्थितो नामन्यते तस्य निवारणं जनः नारद मुनि सेइंग पीपल आर जनरली अट्रैक्टेड टू सेंस एंजॉयमेंट जनरली They are naturally, just like fish takes to water, a living entity takes to sense enjoyment. That's the way Prahlad Maharaj says, you know, just like animals, they don't have to be trained in sex life. They automatically engage in sex life. Then all these people, all these jivas, they are automatically attracted to sense enjoyment. But they should be trained how to renounce sense enjoyment. That training is required, not training how to enjoy. Everybody is attracted like that. So, and then you have encouraged them to do all these things in the name of religion. You know, this is verily condemned and is quite unreasonable. Because they are guided under your instructions, they will accept such activities in the name of religion and will hardly care for prohibitions. There are prohibitions for enjoyment, but now they have taken out the prohibitions and they are simply enjoying. You know, that is why Naishkarmya api achyuta bhava varjitam na shobate jnanam alam niranjanam kutah puna shashvad abhadram ishvare nacharpitam karma yadapi akaranam. Knowledge of the self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible. What then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord? So Narada Muni, even though Vedavyasa has done great service, Narada Muni was condemning him thoroughly, that you know, you have wasted your time by writing all these literatures, because people will simply follow these literatures in the name of religion. They simply, you know, kill animals, enjoy in sense enjoyment, but they don't care for prohibitions like that. Then he said, Tadvaga visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abadvadiyapi namani anantasya yasho ankitaniyat shunvanti gayanti grunanti sadavaha. You know, but the literatures describing the wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Lord, you know, they are spotless. Even though they are composed irregularly, grammar and all is not wrong, but still they are wonderful, because on the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, forms, pastime, etc. of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So Narada Muni is suggesting to Vedavyas, you just write one literature which is completely dedicated to simply glorification of the Supreme Lord and his activities, his name, pastimes and all. You know, then, you know, you'll be satisfied. Then very beautiful verse. Navai jano jatu katanchana vrajain mukunda sevi anyavad anga samsmritim smaran mukundangri upaguhanam punar vihatu michain narasagraho janaha. Then tyaktva swadharmam charanambujam hare bhajan apakpot patetato yadi yatra kvavadram abud amushyakim kovarta apto bhajatam swadharmataha. He says, Narada Muni says, tyaktva swadharmam charanambujam hare. Even if somebody gives up his occupation duties out of sentiment and comes to Krishna consciousness, and then after some time he falls down, still there is no loss. But if somebody has done his occupational duties, but he is not Krishna conscious, what is the gain? You know, what is the gain? Then anybody, navajano jatu katanchana vrajen, anybody who is attracted to Krishna's pastimes, then he heard Krishna's pastimes through his ears, then experienced the nectar of his lotus feet. He drank the nectar from his lotus feet, you know, somehow or other. So that nectar, that relishment, he always remembers for a good. Even if somebody, after some time he gives up Krishna consciousness, again he will come back again, because he cannot forget the nectar that he has drank while practicing Krishna consciousness. So that is why, you must only concentrate on simply dedicating our lives to Krishna. So this is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this Panchama Purushartha, Krishna Prema. So all these literatures are there, they are not relevant for us now, because they are all dealing Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti. But only Bhagavatam is Amal Puran, Amal Puran. So we should not be attracted by flowery words of Vedas. You do this and you will go to Swargaloka. If you do this, you will go to Chandraloka. But all that, one should not be Yada Gantasi Nidivedam Shrutavyacha Srutasyacha. We must forget all these things and simply concentrate on Krishna consciousness, even if you are unable to practice perfectly. Unable to practice perfectly. But if you do all these materialistic activities, karmakanda and all, but if you fail, little bit also if you fail, then there will be great punishment. There will be great punishment. Like that. Like Maharaj Nruga, once Krishna's sons in Dwarka, they are playing and the ball fell into the well. And the sons of Krishna, they were trying to retrieve the ball. But they could not. Then they saw there is a huge creature in the well. Very bhayanak. And then they thought this creature was entrapped. So they are trying to bring it up, but take it out. But they were not successful. Then they went to Krishna, and then Krishna immediately came. Then he extended his lotus hand, then he lifted it. And then as soon as he touched, that is a huge lizard. Huge lizard. Then as soon as he touched the lizard, that lizard left their body and attained the demigod body. He attained the demigod body. Then everybody was surprised. He was effulgent, and then his body was golden in color and wearing very expensive clothes and all. So Krishna asked, "My dear sir, who are you? Why did you become like this?" Then that lizard only, Mahanraj Nuga, he replied, "My dear Lord, you know everything. But still, because you are asking, I will narrate my story." In the list of, when somebody reads from Vedas, the list of charitable persons, you must have heard my name. My name is Nruga. I am from Ikshvaku Vamsha. Like that. I have given so much charity that how many dust particles are there on the earth, that many cows I have donated. How many sun rays, light rays particles are there, that many cows I have donated. How many water particles are there, that many cows I have donated. There is, I am a well-known person in the history of Vedas. Like that. I used to invite brahmanas. I used to decorate them with golden ornaments, silk cloth, present them very beautiful young wives along with maid servants, and farming lands. Everything I was donating like that. One day I donated one cow to one brahmana. Somehow or other, without my knowledge, that cow came back and mixed with my original herd. And another brahmana came and I gave the same cow. And both the brahmanas realized, and then they started fighting that this is my cow and this is my cow. King has given me like that. So both the brahmanas, they came and complained to the king. The Maharaj Nuga realized his mistake, said, "Oh, it's a great mistake happened. Instead of this one cow, I will give 100,000 cows to each of you. Please forgive me." That brahmana, first brahmana said, "No, you have stolen from me." Second brahmana said, "I don't want your cow, I'm going." So like that they fought with each other and they went away. Later on, seeing the opportunity, Yamadutas, they took Maharaj Nuga to Yamaraj. So Yamaraj asked, "My dear sir, you have done so much good karma. You have done so much good karma that there is no end to your life in heavenly planets. You will enjoy. But you have done a small mistake also. You want to suffer first or you want to enjoy first?" Maharaj Nuga replied, "No, I want to suffer first." As soon as he said that, he became a huge lizard and fell in the well in a Dwarka. he told one very nice verse that brahmanasya vadanyasya tava dasasya keshava smritir nadyapi vidvatsa bhavat sandarshana artinaha. So Vishnu Chattakur writes in the commentary that actually he is very fond of brahmanas. Then he was, one brahmana came once and then he wanted to build a temple for Govinda. Then he gave a piece of land. Then he donated Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and all. So because of this, this brahmana blessed him that, you know, I will bless you that one day you will have sandarshana, darshan of Krishna. Tavadasasya Keshava, because I am your servant, my dear Lord. Krishna Chattakur comments that he is actually doing Karma Mishra Bhakti. Karma Mishra Bhakti. So that is where he is designating himself as, I am your servant. Being a, considering myself your servant, I remember this words of this brahmana that, you know, one day I will have darshan. Ever since I became a lizard, I was just, you know, having this desire to have your darshan. You know, to have your darshan. So, now I am having your darshan. So, like that, see, Maharaj Ruga, he has done his karmic activities so perfectly. But because there was a small mistake, he was cursed to become a lizard. But there is one devotee, one son of a king, Kshatriya. I forgot his name. He was actually, instead of doing Kshatriya activities, he wanted to become a Gopal, means protector of the cows. So even though, so every day night, you know, he was taking his sword and standing, you know, standing with a sword in his hand, ready to fight, Virasana. One day, one tiger entered the goshala, and then he was trying to protect the cows. Then he was fighting with the tiger, and by mistake he killed one cow. And the tiger ran away. Then later on in the morning we found out his mistake. Array, one cow was killed. So according to Vedas, of all abominable sinful activities, this gohatya is the most abominable sinful activity. So there is a lot of punishment. So he went and reported to his spiritual master, Vasishtha Muni. Vasishtha Muni, he cursed him. See, like this, Guru Maharaj, like this it happened. Vasishtha Muni cursed him that you will become a Sudra. You know, so for a Kshatriya, becoming a Sudra is a big letdown, you know, going down, fall down. So Prabhupada writes, Vasishtha Muni is a Durmati. After all, he is his spiritual master, you know, he is his disciple. He should suggest some, you know, out of, it's not that, you know, willingly, knowingly he killed a cow. You know, he, you know, galti ho gaya, he should have forgiven him and told him some prayaschitta, but still, you know, he cursed him to become a Sudra. But that devotee, he didn't bother. He simply went to the forest, practiced Krishna consciousness perfectly, and he became perfect and went back home, back to Godhead. So Prabhupada writes that, see, he was cursed by a great sage, Vasishtha Muni, but he could overcome the curse by practicing devotion service. You know, like Prabhupada writes that these demigods, they give us what is due to us. And if we don't, according to our karma, you know, they can't give more than that. But sometimes if you do some mistake, like Indra, he sent so many rains, you know, in Govardhan, Vrindavan. So they will curse, you know. But Krishna consciousness, Krishna assures, Neha Bikram Nasasti, Pratyavaho Na Vidyate, Swalpam Apiyasya Dharmasya, Trayato, Mahato Bhayat. So we should actually, Krishna is assuring us, even if you do little bit of devotional service, I will protect you from the greatest danger. So Prabhupada says, greatest danger is to become a animal, enter into animal species of life. So even if you do little bit of devotional service, Krishna is assuring us, you know, we will, I will protect you. So from that, from this verse, from the purport, we should, Prabhupada is writing, the devotees are not bothered about going to heavenly planets. They are not bothered about material opulence. They are not bothered about, you know, attaining moksha. They are only simply interested in serving Krishna, becoming a servant of Krishna, right? That is why Suta Goswami, he says that తస్మాద్ ఏకేన మనస భగవాన్ సాతతాం పతి శ్రోతవ్య కీర్తితవ్యశ్చ ధ్యేయో పూజ్యాశ్చ నిత్యదా. తస్మాద్ ఏకేన మనస, వన్ షుడ్ యాక్చువల్లీ కాన్సన్ట్రేట్ విత్ ఏకేన మనస, విత్ కాన్సన్ట్రేటెడ్ మైండ్, సింగిల్ మైండెడ్ డివోషన్, వితౌట్ ఎనీ డీవియేషన్. తస్మాద్ ఏకేన మనస భగవాన్ శాతతాం పతి, భగవాన్ కృష్ణ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, హూ ఈస్ ద ప్రొటెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద డివోటీస్, సాతతాం పతి. యునో శ్రోతవ్య కీర్తితవ్యశ్చ, వన్ షుడ్ హియర్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ, కీర్తితవ్య, వన్ షుడ్ చాంట్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ, అండ్ ధ్యేయ, వన్ షుడ్ రిమెంబర్ కృష్ణ, అండ్ పూజ్య, వన్ షుడ్ వర్షిప్ కృష్ణ నిత్యదా ఆల్ ద టైమ్. అతో వై కవయో నిత్యం భక్తిం పరమయాముదా వాసుదేవే భగవతి కురువంతి ఆత్మ ప్రసాదనం. యునో దేర్ ఆర్ certainly therefore since time immemorial all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self. So mostly they, by doing all these karmic activities, going to do tapasya, producing children, all this karmakanda section, atma will not be satisfied. Savai pumsham paro dharma yato bhakti radokshaje ahetki apratyahata యయాత్మా సుప్రసీదతి. యునో ద ఫోర్మోస్ట్ ధర్మ ఆఫ్ ఎ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ఈజ్ టు సర్వ్ కృష్ణ విత్ కాజ్లెస్, వితౌట్ ఎనీ డివియేషన్, వితౌట్ ఎనీ కాజ్, అండ్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్. వెన్ వీ డూ సచ్ డివోషన్ సర్వీస్ దెన్ ఆత్మా విల్ బి సటిస్ఫైడ్ లైక్ దట్. సో దట్ ఈస్ ద పర్పోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వర్స్. సో నారద్ ముని లేటర్ ఆన్ వీల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ హీ దే ఆర్ నాట్ వరీడ్ అబౌట్ ద కర్సెస్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్. So for devotees, curses become benedictions, right? So even though Narad Muni was cursed, but they said in Dwaraka this curse doesn't apply. Sometimes that is why Narad Muni, he would go anywhere, but he won't stay, he can't stay. But when he comes to Dwaraka, he would spend months together seeing the wonderful pastimes of Krishna in Dwaraka, like that. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? ఓకే, గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ్ 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 హరే హరే.